Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this week's online video picks are up on our website, and they are mostly musical this week. See Arlo Guthrie's new version of Changing My Name to Chrysler for the new bailout era, and Tom Paxton's follow-up Changing My Name to Fannie Mae. Plus, it's Proposition 8, the musical, in our online video picks. You will definitely like them this week. Go to WNYC.org/video. Well, for the last few minutes, Governor Patterson has been giving his budget address. This is an emergency address to deal with the deficits that have loomed up because of the recession. Usually there is a budget address for the following fiscal year every January, and he has moved that up to today because of the dire situation. We're going to play a few clips from this and then talk about some of these proposals, who would get hurt, taxes, fees, cuts to health care and education, and other things like that. And then we'll talk with a couple of guests about what it all means. But let's begin at the beginning. Here is Governor Patterson from the beginning of his budget address moments ago.
Good morning. The other day, somebody threw a pair of shoes at President Bush. And I don't know what prompted that action, but I would certainly assert that at the end of this budget presentation, if that's the most severe punishment I get, I'll sign for it now. The author Langston Hughes once defined humor as laughing at what you haven't got when you ought to have it. In many ways, that probably contextualizes the joke that our budget deficit is playing on all the good men and women who live in New York State. In his inaugural address on March the 4th, 1933, the former governor of New York, now ascending to the presidency, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, admonished us that we have to tell the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. My colleagues in government, this is the truth. This is the worst fiscal downturn in our economy since the Great Depression. Financial services are dwindling. Century-old firms are crumbling. Wall Street has laid off 60,000 people alone. Our economy is shrinking. Our gross domestic product is down for four consecutive quarters now. That has not happened since World War II. If our housing values do not start to improve until the fourth quarter of 2009, which is the least of the period of time that the experts depict, then we will have had 15 descending housing market values over 15 quarters. That is the first time that that has happened in American history. People are suffering. In just over a month, 533,000 Americans have lost their jobs. 425,000 other Americans who are unemployed have stopped looking for work. In New York, the controller estimates that we may lose 225,000 jobs and $6.5 billion off of our economy. In 2009, this state's unemployment rate will reach 7.1%. This is a national economic collapse, and its boundaries have not yet to be defined as it continues to decrease. This issue has hit all corners of our country. It dictates and pervades the actions of commercial business and government to such an extent that we have 43 of our 50 states now in deficit for an amount totaling over $100 billion. But most interestingly enough, just 5 months ago, only half the states, 25 states, had $48 billion in deficit. New York is not alone, but if the United States is the epicenter of a global financial meltdown, New York is certainly, unfortunately, the focus of fiscal woe. Today, our budget deficit amounts to $15.4 billion. $1.7 billion that exists in as a gaping gash in our current 2008-2009 budget, and a $13.7 billion deficit that awaits us in our 09-10 budget projections. This deficit amounts to more than 25% of our general fund. This is the highest percentage that any state yields in this country. It is also the largest budget deficit New York State has ever faced. Ladies and gentlemen, the world has changed. Unfortunately, we have lived beyond our means. The 5 years prior to my ascending to the executive branch demonstrated a budget increase of $7.8 billion, 7.8% annually, which is three times the inflation rate. That being the case, we have to recognize that we've made too many promises and unfortunately have asked for too few sacrifices.
Governor Patterson, from moments ago from his budget address, speaking in as stark language as I have heard from any elected official on any of this, using terms like economic collapse, global financial meltdown, the 15-quarter decline for the first time in American history, and some of the measures that he was referring to. We'll get to another clip where he starts proposing specific solutions for New York State, but I want to bring in a couple of guests first just to talk about what we just heard. Bob Hart, the political director from New York One, and Ken Lovett, the Daily News Albany bureau chief. Bob, Ken, welcome back to WNYC. Good morning.
Hi, Brian.
Bob, do you want to just reflect on the tone that Governor Patterson was setting there?
This is a tone that the governor has set really for the last few months. In fact, he was a little bit ahead of the curve of the Wall Street collapse, saying that this budget and next year's budget are going to be very, very tough ones. The question is whether or not the legislature will have the stomach to do what he's proposing, which is going to be a lot of cuts, some additional taxes and fees. That's really where the devil is in the details, and that's a long way off still.
And he is still presenting, and his budget director, Laura Anglin, is still presenting. Ken Lovett, Daily News Albany bureau chief, on some of the specifics. We know there are going to be big cuts proposed to health care funding. We know there are going to be big cuts proposed to education funding, a number of specific tax and fee increases. Everybody's talking about the tax on non-diet soda, ha, ha, ha. But what are the headlines now that you've been getting a chance to read through some of this?
I think the headline is going to be the tax and fees on everyday New Yorkers. I mean, he's proposing taxes, $4 billion in new fees and taxes, I believe 88 total new fees and taxes. You're talking about iPod downloads. You're talking about sales tax at movie theaters, sporting events, sales tax on taxis and buses and cable and satellite TV and radio. Gas prices are going to go up because he wants to repeal the sales tax cap on motor fuel, tuition increases, cigar tax increases, you name it, clothing taxes, wine and beer taxes, luxury items for the rich like yachts and cars and furs, they're going to pay more, and a host of fees on everything from auto insurance to park usage.
Let me ask you about two of those. What is the cap on motor vehicle fuel right now?
Right now, there's an 8-cent cap, an 8-cent per gallon sales tax cap on motor fuel up to the first $2.50, and or after the first $2.50. He wants to repeal that. He says there's no evidence that the savings are passed along to motorists.
And Bob, I'll bet a few ears perked up when Ken said a tax on iPod downloads.
I mean, the thing that's really interesting to me, Brian, is that the governor rejected the assembly's so-called millionaire's tax and instead is going on this route. I think a lot of New Yorkers are wondering, hey, why are you raising fees on, say, barbers and as Ken was pointing out, a wide variety of things when you really could go after the rich? And it's a very interesting strategy to me, politically, not just policy-wise, that he's really soaking everyone throughout the state with these proposals, when you could really have that additional tax on people making more than $1 million a year.
Do you expect that to be the heart of the debate going forward in the legislature?
I personally don't know down here in New York City, but to me it would seem to be a logical argument that some people in the Assembly might make next January, as well as if the Democrats have control of the state Senate. Maybe that's an alternative they're going to float. I don't know what Ken thinks.
Yeah, absolutely. The Assembly Speaker, Sheldon Silver, actually said yesterday, I spoke to him briefly, and he said, you know, I'd rather have a broad-based tax than nickel and dime various constituencies in the state. I think that's going to be a major issue, but so Silver also noted, and it's important, the money raised by increasing the income taxes on the rich is not going to close a $15 billion, you know, 16-month deficit. So he recognizes, I think the legislative leaders recognize, that there are going to have to be significant cuts to this budget. They are going to have to raise fees and taxes. And as Shelley Silver said, they're going to have to find some, quote, creative ways in which to create revenue.
All right, we're going to hear another clip of the governor from this budget address. When we come back from that, I want to ask you if there are prison closings in here. I want to ask you if there are tuition hikes in here for CUNY and SUNY. But here again, Governor Patterson from moments ago from his budget address, talking about some of the things that he is proposing.
This budget will suggest a merger or integration of seven of our major state agencies with other existing agencies. We are going to have to close state facilities that are underutilized. Unfortunately, we're going to have to reduce our workforce, and we are going to have to limit, if not eliminate, many benefits for new workers. We absolutely have to engage in activities that do not further burden local governments with New York State mandates. We must restore the original focus and the original mission of the STAR program. We will eliminate the STAR rebate checks, but we will maintain the mission of STAR through STAR exemptions, which shield homeowners from taxation. We are going to have to take a serious look at agencies and operations and programs for their effectiveness, and when they are not, we're going to have to eliminate them. Leaders from both sides of the aisle have asked us to reform the enterprise zones, and we will. From now on, companies that receive benefits that are public are going to have to be accountable for the creation of jobs. We do not have in this budget any broad-based taxes. We do not have income taxes. However, we do see a rise in fees. We are going to close tax loopholes, and we are going to get rid of some tax breaks that have been ineffective and inoperable. We did not plan on engaging in any of those activities when we first drew up our budget plan after the leaders met on October 3rd. But at that time, the controller was estimating our state budget at $8 billion. This is the only way that we saw that we could ameliorate a problem that has grown 89% in 2 months to $15.4 billion. And as we look to our future, we're going to have to recognize that we're going to have to continue on with some of the cuts that we have described. We're going to have to take a real look at a way in which we can streamline our government as effectively as we can. In an economy that is falling as great as it has in nearly 80 years, we're going to have to take some extreme measures. I'm recommending a $3.5 billion health care savings package for this state. I'm further recommending that we cut $698 million from school aid, or a 3.3% cut. If we do this, we have to be aware that we must stay true to our education funding plan from 2007-2008. We will make that plan work, but we're going to have to delay it from 4 years to 8 years. Taking all that into consideration, there are 2 points that we must consider. Number one, education and health care comprise 52% of New York State's budget spending. And even though they are favored priorities because of the need for a healthy workforce and also for an educated young society. We are placed in this position by the disaster of our economic woes. And yet, after we complete these cuts, assuming that they become part of our budget process, we will still have an increase of Medicaid by 51% and an increase of school aid by 53% over the last 10 years, which is the highest in the country and is most generous compared to the other states. This is a very difficult endeavor, but we may have to make it together in order to bring in a balanced budget as we are required under the law. And so, as we look to our next priorities, we have to make sure that we do not balance this budget on the backs of the poor and the impoverished. Therefore, we are recommending that we increase the basic welfare grant that has not been increased for the last 18 years. Obviously, at the time in 1990, there may have been a feeling that the welfare grant was superfluous, but the rising cost of living and the unavailability of other services put us in the position of feeling that it is the only way that is fair.
Governor Patterson, wow. And he talks a lot better than they portrayed him on Saturday Night Live, don't you think? Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with us to break down some of that bad news budget address is Ken Levitt, Daily News Albany Bureau Chief, and Bob Hart, Political Director of New York One. And Ken, there were some new things in there that I hadn't heard about before as the governor was speaking there just moments ago, and we taped delayed it by a few minutes. Eliminate many benefits for new workers, he said. Does that mean there's going to be two tiers of benefits, one for existing state workers and one for those who would be hired under this proposal?
Yes. Well, there's already four tiers. This would be the fifth tier. And what it would do basically is it would require workers to pay more into their retirement and to work longer, too. Instead of being able to retire at 55, they would retire at 62.
Bob Hart also in that clip, he said, we will eliminate the STAR rebate checks. I didn't know that was coming.
I didn't either. It's kind of reminiscent of what's happening here in New York City with the property tax rebate checks, too. It's not a big surprise, but it's nothing that we expected to hear.
And by the way, Bob, the Daily News and New York One reporting that at the city level, the mayor and city council have reached an agreement on property taxes, which would raise property taxes in New York City about 8% and yet keep the $400 property tax rebate in place. Can you explain that? How do you raise property taxes and give a rebate at the same time?
Well, the mayor initially, that's what he did when we had the, I believe it was a 19% raise back in his first term in office, but he started this rebate check. So he was taking away with one hand and giving back with another. But the idea was that if we were in real tough fiscal times, he could decide not to give back with the other hand. But apparently it's going forward, and we're still going to be seeing the homeowners and condo owners are going to be seeing those checks. It doesn't really seem to be necessarily the most logical thing in the world, but politically it is popular to be getting that rebate check. You don't necessarily see and feel that increase in the same way, especially if you're paying a mortgage. You see it indirectly. And I think the idea is that politically, it's still a nice thing in 2009 with the mayor up for re-election and most of the council up for re-election for homeowners to be getting that very tangible $400 check.
And listeners, we can take your reactions to Governor Patterson's budget address. Right track, wrong track? Is this the way to deal with the deficit? 212-433-WNYC. Our lines are open, 212-433-9692. Or, of course, you can post a comment to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Another specific, Ken Levitt, he said in that clip, close state facilities that are underutilized. I know a lot of advocates for prison reform are suggesting that he close a number of upstate prisons and look at more alternatives to incarceration. Is that in here?
Yeah, he's proposing closing four prison camps, a couple of annexes of them. He's proposing closing three juvenile detention centers and six underutilized youth facilities as well.
Bob, anything to add to that?
No, it's not a surprise. I mean, a good government Advocates have been saying this for years, but you know, politically, it's very popular. Pork spending, but it really, there were, you know, as the prison population decreases, this is something that's been in the works for a long time.
Well, this
and we should also point out that a number of the things we've just mentioned, including the prison closures, including the STAR rebate check. Those were things that were really, in terms of the prison closures, were fought by the Senate Republicans. And as far as the rebate checks, that was really pushed by the Senate Republicans. Now we're going to have a Democratic Senate, so it's not clear how much of a fight there would be to restore these kinds of things. They were really the Republican initiatives.
We're going to continue in a minute with Bob Hart and Ken Lovett from New York One and the Daily News, and we're going to start taking your reactions to this very stark budget address, using very stark language by Governor Patterson, and some of these proposals for closing the multi-billion-dollar budget gap. We haven't even gotten into tuition hikes yet, cuts to aid to New York City, hospitals, schools. We'll get to as many of those things as we can and get your reactions. 212-433-WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Before we knew the governor's address was going to run this late in the hour, we were going to finish the show today, as we were telling you, with a call-in for blind listeners to tell us if you were offended by the portrayal of David Patterson on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. We're going to have to delay that until tomorrow's show. But for anybody who wants to post a reaction on our webpage, we do have that page up. So your reaction to the portrayal of Governor Patterson on Saturday Night Live this weekend, were you offended personally? Were you offended on his behalf? Post your answers to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. But right now we're talking about the governor's budget proposals just out with Bob Hart from New York One and Ken Lovett from the Daily News. Ken, he did talk at the end there about spending more on at least one thing, and that is raising the amount in the basic welfare check. Why is he raising that?
Well, he feels that these times are going to be very tough for poor people. He feels that the unemployment rate is going to go up. They're projecting that the welfare population will increase by about 2%. And the basic welfare grant hasn't gone up, and I believe it's been 18 years.
Yeah, he did say that.
So he certainly wants to address that.
Anything else that you know of, Bob, bucking the trend that he's spending a little more on in this budget while cutting so much?
No, you hit the nail on the head. It really is the welfare spending is the only major increase that you're really seeing. I mean, everything else is basically a reduction or something that's below the level of increase that it has been in the past.
Proposed increases in tuition, $600 a year for SUNY, $620 a year for CUNY, and Ruben in Staten Island wants to react to that. Hi, Ruben.
How are you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I think it's very unfair what Governor Patterson is doing with the budget cuts, especially with the health care aspect. And I'm a student at the College of Staten Island, and I think it's very unfair because tuition is high enough as it is, and they're taking away a lot of scholarships. And the tuition, yes, it's very affordable as compared to going away to school, but still, like, without these scholarships and without grants, it's very difficult to make up the balance that's needed to pay for the tuition. And it's hard because you need an education in order to get a good job these days.
Absolutely. Ruben, thank you very much. And Bob Hart, what would Governor Patterson say today to Ruben on Staten Island trying to work his way through the College of Staten Island?
Well, I think what the governor would say is, listen, I need to keep the quality of education at the SUNY schools and the CUNY schools at a certain level. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to ask you to help out as well. It's either that or decreasing the programs or probably downsizing the faculty. I mean, the one thing you really don't see that much of for the most part is layoffs. I think that they're proposing about 500 layoffs, which is nothing when you look at the entire state workforce. So he would say, listen, you're going to have to pay about 14% more, $600 or $620 if you're at CUNY, more a year for us to be able to afford the level of education we're giving you right now.
Yusuf in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hello, Yusuf.
Yeah, look, I'd like to comment on this mayor's policies. He raises your taxes. My taxes have gone up almost $2,000 every year, and I'm supposed to be thankful for $400. How about just leaving me alone?
So,
The wasteful spending. We have no money. He's going to put down 1,200 trees that destroy the sidewalk, go into your pipes and everything else. I mean, these are not even trees that are beneficial.
Right. Now, that's talking about Mayor Bloomberg's policies here in the city, the $400 property tax rebate while raising the property tax rate, according to the reports of a budget agreement with City Council today. And, Bob, do you know that tree story?
I know that David Rockefeller and the mayor had joined forces to plant, I forget the exact amount, but it's a huge number of trees over 20 years. And I think that most New Yorkers, unlike our caller here, would actually be pretty excited to have more trees in the neighborhood and not be worrying about destroying their pipes. So it's a huge, huge project that Rockefeller really wanted to work on with the mayor for part of his Plan NYC program.
Elliot in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elliot.
Yes, I applaud Patterson's honesty in trying to spread the pain widely in a severe crisis. I think he should add the millionaire surcharge in that direction. But I praise most eliminating the star checks for the reason even further than the prior caller. The $400 rebate checks is a scam on most property owners and taxpayers because it is an interest-free loan to the city for most of the year. And if only the voters would understand that, they would feel like fools.
Thank you. Ken Lovett, any reaction to Elliot?
Well, I think, one thing I know that was kind of a surprise was that, the governor, I think a lot of people actually thought would go even deeper than he did. I mean, the budget's still going to increase by about 1.1%. Hmm. Medicaid's going to increase by 3.8%. I think people were expecting even more, even though there's $9.5 billion worth of cuts, I think people thought it would go even deeper. The fact that spending is even increasing at all was somewhat of a surprise.
And he did put it in the context of an increase in school aid by 53% in the last 10 years in New York State, the highest in the country, he said. Same thing with Medicaid or similar kinds of numbers with Medicaid, that there's still an increase in Medicaid, not an actual net decrease. But Ken, with the cost of medicine, cost of medical care in general going up, it could wind up being, in effect, a net decrease when you take medical inflation into account. Is that going to be a big battle with the hospitals and Medicaid?
Oh, that always is a big battle. That's going to be, they're one of the, best financed, them and the teachers are some of the, best financed lobby groups that come up here. And I think already you're seeing the pushback. Even before the governor proposed his budget, you've heard things about hospitals may be forced to close, treatment is going to, suffer. I think it's going to be a huge battle. And the unions are very, very influential on the legislature.
What haven't we talked about, Ken, that's in here? Anything really important that we just haven't gotten to?
I think, the governor wants to break this up. He wants them to pass a deficit reduction plan for the current year by February 1st. He'd like the other budget, the regular budget for the next fiscal year, to be passed a month early by March 1st. I think, again, he wants to cut back on the state workforce by about 3,500 layoffs. I think the big thing is going to be the fees, frankly. I think a lot of people are going to go off on that. Already Republicans, Jim Tedisco, the Assembly Minority Leader, has put out a statement saying that while it's good he's holding the line on spending, it's a shot to the solar plexus for middle and low-income New Yorkers.
Fees on what, for example?
Well, all the fees and taxes we talked about, right. Fishing fees and the iPod tax and the, going to the movies, getting satellite TV and radio, gas tax, cigars, drinks, alcohol, you name it, shoes, clothing.
Bob, shoes. It all comes back to shoes.
yeah.
Bob, I mean, Hart, Brian, 15 seconds.
I would just say that the DMV fees are, I think, going to be a big issue, especially with upstate and suburban residents.
Bob Hart, political director for New York One. Ken Lovett, Daily News Albany bureau chief on the bad news budget proposals just announced by Governor Patterson. Guys, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.